Hello, testing.
Check, 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 1, 2. Testing.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Really? Turn something up.
We're barely low or something. I can hear you.
Really? Should I talk really loud? Is that better?
That's better.
Yay.
Getting there.
Okay. Check, check. We should do this at the beginning of every show. Check, 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 check. Test, test.
Man.
You gotta test the microphones. So how are you? Can you hear me?
I'm good. Let's keep talking and hopefully it'll just fix itself.
All right.
You want to hang up and call me right back?
Yeah, sure. So right now, I'm calling Dave back, as you just heard. So yeah, this is what.
Okay.
Hey, how are you? Any better?
Jesus.
Oh no, this episode is going to be a disaster.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
This is not working.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Hi. Let's do this for an hour.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well. You sound good.
Damn.
But you can't hear me?
I sound good, okay.
Yeah, you sound fine.
You're very spotty to me, but I'll tell you what, I'll do some talking and you just kind of, we'll wing it together. This will be an interesting
You don't sound bad at all. You sound fine. You sound fine. So keep talking.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I found myself in a bit of a... Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm in a bit of a predicament.
What's wrong?
As many of our regular listeners know, I've taken an oath of honesty towards my child.
Right.
So that I don't pretend that Santa Claus is real.
Right.
She knows that Santa's not real. But in our travels, we've been traveling recently, which we'll get to a bit later. I found that we couldn't avoid Mickey Mouse.
Oh, right, right.
He's everywhere.
Yes. But, I mean, he's just a fictional character.
And, so she... Yes. I'll just agree with everything you say.
And so will I. I'll just say right, as usual. Right.
This is strange. I can't explain why this is this way. The internet is very strong, but yet somehow this isn't working.
Oh, is there a big lag between what I say and what you hear?
Yeah, you sound weird to me, yeah. And I've been Skyping a lot and it's been no problem, but for some reason this is a problem. But we'll just work our way through it.
All right. Mickey Mouse.
So, anyway. I couldn't avoid Mickey Mouse, and my daughter, she saw him, and the first time she saw him, she said, a bear.
That's
and
really
I said,
fun.
Yeah, that's Billy Bear. And so now she's been calling him Billy Bear everywhere we go. And I feel that maybe, you know, am I lying to her? Is this a problem? Do I have to tell her that it's, am I going to have to tell her at some point that it's in fact Mickey Mouse?
You probably will.
She'll find out sooner or later, but do I have to tell her?
You probably should.
Am I somehow? I'm in a moral quandary.
You should tell her. She's going to go to school.
Is it okay to contradict myself?
Mickey Mouse isn't Santa Claus. You know?
I agree with you completely.
Good. I have an idea.
Just for a minute.
I'm gonna I'm going to type what I'm saying.
Wait, you sound perfect now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, everything's fine now.
Oh, great. Hi.
Okay. Hi. Let's talk about dishwashers for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and you can type, if it does happen again, type everything you're saying.
All right, there you go.
I have to admit, I'm not in my normal spot.
Are you going to say where you are?
I will say where I am because of the, we'll get to that.
What I was saying is Mickey Mouse isn't Santa Claus. I don't think you have to protect your child from Mickey Mouse.
I know it's true, right? I don't even have to protect. Like, what's the difference?
It's just a mouse with a name.
But I should tell, right? It's just a fact. And it's a cartoon character. It's built. This is so great. I can hear you. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Everything just snapped into reality when you started typing. Oh, guys, I can't tell you how happy I am just to be here and to hear you, Sandy.
I know. So am I.
Whew, I was a little nervous there. Because I've tested it out quite a bit and everything seemed fine. And then for some reason that wasn't working.
Dishwashers.
Why? What's the point of dishwashers if you have to wash the dishes before you put them in?
To sanitize.
Is that what it is? People feel that just a normally washed dish is not sanitary enough?
And aren't there some things that no matter how much you clean them by hand, they'll never really get clean, like Tupperware, plastic container type things? They're so hard to clean. I always sort of clean them and then throw them in the dishwasher.
And they always have a bit of a red stain.
Yeah, the red, greasy stain.
Mm-hmm. The Witness Protection Program, as some of you know, that I'm a member of.
Right.
The only, and in fact, proudly the only member with a radio show.
Yes, it's true.
They made a special exception for me, and I have to, of course, do the show under an assumed name. But right. Other than that, I do talk about my real life. It's not made up. It's exaggerated, but not made up. But things have gotten a little hot in Wisconsin. And they've actually temporarily relocated me to, I'm allowed to say to Mexico.
Can you say where you are in Mexico?
I can say I'm in Mexico City. It's a big enough place that it's not a problem.
Right. How's it going so far?
I have to say it's incredible. I find it to be one of the most, beautiful, and accessible cities immediately. I've only been here for a little while. But its first impression is really incredible. I love this place.
Nice. That's great.
I'm really moved by it. I find it to be just absolutely beautiful. It's a city in the jungle.
Right. I've heard really good things about it.
I have only good things to say about it. Granted, I'm exploring it in ever-expanding concentric circles.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. And so I don't know. It's a huge, massive city.
Right.
So you have, you don't look at a map of the whole city. You look at just a map of a neighborhood.
Right.
So I'm just at the edge of my map. I'm going to need a new map.
Hey, we have a phone call. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi there, this is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Subway, yeah. Sam.
Yeah, are you guys like me where when you wash dishes, you try not to use the sponge? Like, for me, like, I'd rather just rinse something off and call it clean than scrub it with a sponge. Because once the sponge touches it, I figure the sponge is dirtier than, like, anything else.
I'm not scared of using a sponge.
You can always also throw your sponge in the microwave.
Or set it in the sun for a while, they say.
But I do understand your apprehension regarding the sponge. The sponge does seem like a bastion of bacteria. It's always wet. It's always but it's not really touching dirt all the time. It's just touching food.
But what if
it starts to smell after a while.
It does. Something that's constantly wet seems like a breeding ground for bacteria.
Yeah, I just feel like the sponge is probably dirtier than the plate I just ate a sandwich off. And, like, I'd rather not get the sponge on the plate.
That's right. and
I get it really hot and soapy, and then I feel okay.
Yeah. Better be above the boiling point to kill the germs.
I did hear one time that one of the a good way to sort of sanitize it and get the smell to go away is to set it outside in the sun for a while.
Hmm.
And the UV actually kills a lot of bacteria. I don't know.
Or you could just rinse your plates.
And change your sponges frequently. You know what they do here, actually?
They
take a plastic bag and they put it over the plate.
In Mexico?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so you go to like a, not a fancy restaurant, but like a taco stand or something like that, right?
Right.
So they take like a clear plastic bag.
Huh.
Not quite like a grocery store bag, but like a, you know, like a sandwich bag. Eh, not quite a sandwich bag. I'm trying to think what kind of bag is exactly.
The kind you know, that like you clear put, plastic bag. Put fruit in or vegetables at the store?
Something a little bit more like that, yeah.
Right.
And they put the plate or the bowl in the bag.
Huh.
So then when you're done eating, they just toss the bag and they don't have to do the dishes. But you get the luxury of a plate.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's not bad. They have a lot of good ideas here. Like there is a garbage can, for instance, right? And it's under the sink. And the lid is built into the wall. So when you open the cabinet, the garbage can comes out and you can throw your garbage in. Then you close it and it's you don't never have to touch the lid.
Ah, that is a good idea.
The kinds of things that are going on down here, the kind of innovations.
Wow.
I have a question, Dave.
Yeah.
You're not really Dave Perlis then?
Well, I'm really Dave Perlis, but that's not my, that's an assumed name.
Oh, no kidding. I thought so. I think I know who you really are.
Okay, well, that's an interesting thing. I'd love to, actually, you know what? Who do you think I really am?
I cannot say, Josh Weinstein is your real name.
I cannot deny it. I cannot confirm or deny it, but I'd be curious to know who you think I really am.
Is it Weinstein or Weinstein?
He said he thinks you're Josh Weinstein.
Weinstein. Except former writer for The Simpsons.
Okay.
He has the exact same voice as you.
Okay.
So was he in the witness protection program? Congratulations, you're amazing.
Well, thanks, Subway Sam. Thanks for your call. Put your sponge out in the sun.
You're not going to get killed now or something, are you? Because they said that?
And of course, I don't think so. That's the point of the witness protection program. If I did after all of this, that would really be a disappointment.
They just outed you, though.
We don't know whether you did or didn't. But you see that I'm clearly, there's no tremor in my voice.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Okay, and good dodge on the square there.
Thanks, Sam.
He held out the S&H. It's never too late to dodge it.
It's true. He did a good job. He pulled out last minute.
And I'm glad he did not guess my true identity. And I'm even more glad that for somehow we are able to now communicate in an effective way. The microphone fixed itself. It must have been a loose connection.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Another thing, the grocery. So I've been going to the supermarket.
Right.
And they ask you at checkout. Now I speak very little Spanish.
Yeah,
minimal.
So that's what I was going to ask. How is your Spanish?
Very minimal. Yet I find I understand quite a bit.
Right.
I grew up in California and you are exposed to quite a lot of Spanish.
Yeah.
So it sounds familiar to me. And as long as you kind of pick up the last couple of words, you get the gist of things. And in context, you can pick it up. I've had to speak very little English. I've had to say mercy very, very infrequently.
Mercy?
Yeah, you know, like, let's speak English.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Because a lot of people do speak English here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right.
It's not like Tokyo, where everybody speaks Spanish. Right. But at the supermarket, I go there, right? And they, so you check out. Because checking out is sort of a nerve-wracking thing. Because you don't even know if your card going to work. What's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
You got to make a quick calculation in your head. How much are you really spending here? And they ask you these two questions that I can't quite figure out. I think I figured out the first one. I think I finally today figured out the first question they ask, which I think is, did you find everything you need? To which for the last few days I've been answering no, apparently. Because today the checkout girl laughed when I said it. Every day they've been, did you find everything you need? I just say, no. I just took a guess.
Did you think it was, do you need something else or are you looking for anything else?
I thought it was maybe like, do you have like a store card?
Because
that's
right.
What they ask in the United States.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
In Los Estados Unidos, they say, you know.
Right.
Do you have a card with us or something like that? And the second one, I always say yes to, hedging my bets. And that seems to go over okay. So we'll see. I have no idea what the second question
is. You have no clue?
I have no clue. I don't recognize any of the words.
Paper or plastic?
It always seems to be plastic. That's a good point, though. I haven't seen any paper bags, but maybe it's because I always say, see? They're like paper or plastic, and I say yes.
Cash or charge? Credit or debit?
Right, it might be one of the... Well, right. It might be cash or charge. And I say yes. Either way, yes has got to be the wrong answer. So if you've spent, if you speak Spanish and you have any idea what they might be asking, give us a call, 201-209-9368. We're going to temporarily take calls on this show.
You should record it and then try to translate it.
That's a good idea. I might be able to do that. Do you, so back to the Billy Bear thing. I don't know. Was I coming through clearly?
You can hear me. Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Yep.
That's fantastic. So yeah, I've been calling you Billy Bear, and I even made up a Billy Bear song.
Billy Bear. That's
because
really
I couldn't sing the Mickey Mouse clip. She's like, what's the song? She wanted to thought that figure there was a song. And of course, Mickey has his song, and he's everywhere. You cannot avoid this mouse.
Yeah, I mean, you were in California, so.
But you think he's irrelevant. You think he's just become this fleshy, bloated, inanimate, mascot, right? There's no Mickey movie.
He's a corporate symbol.
Right. He seems irrelevant, but yet, as you travel, as you leave certain places, certain isolated, secluded, wooded environs, he's everywhere.
Yeah, right.
And so I called him. So she said, "Ah, Bear." I said, "Yeah, it's Billy Bear." and we have a song now. It goes like this: Billy Bear, it's Billy Bear. He's never here. He's always there. He has no hair. He doesn't care. He's Billy the Lazy Bear.
I like that you made him lazy.
Yeah, he's Billy the Lazy Bear. Too lazy to get dressed. Too lazy to wear a shirt.
I guess he looks as much like a bear as a mouse.
He doesn't look anything like a mouse. Like, what's that nose?
Right.
My problems with Mickey Mouse are well chronicled.
Yes, they are.
But we do have a topic. Oh, well, we do have a topic tonight.
Yes, we do.
We're talking about, well, we'll see what we're talking about. We're talking about sideshows.
Yes. Sideshows.
Because there's not just freak shows. A freak show is not the only type of sideshow.
Right.
Have you ever been to a... So a sideshow is at a circus. You might have it at a carnival.
Yeah.
And when was this going on? When was this at its apex? I picture it in like the 20s.
Yeah.
The 10s.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe even before that.
The 10s.
Yeah.
So you would go to Ringling Brothers. Now, that was before Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey got married.
Yeah, were they two separate? No. They were always just... Yeah. Were they?
It wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
It was Ringling Brothers.
And Barnum and Bailey, right.
But they weren't... They were competing circuses.
Wait, were Barnum and Bailey always together?
And were the Ringling Brothers always together? Was there just the Ringling Brother and then the other Ringling Brothers competing circus?
Because I always figure P.T. Barnum did his own thing for a while.
Right, and then he's like, look, I can't handle all of this. I need Bailey.
Yeah, I'm buying out Bailey.
Is he buying out Bailey or is Bailey joining him on the road?
Right.
Because what they learned is a very important lesson, which I think we should all take away from Night People this evening, which is that it takes at least two people to run a circus.
True. Was P.T. Barnum a ringleader? Was he actually in the circle running things? Or was he just the businessman, the owner?
Right. You're drawing... Are you saying that... because of the name, that you think that maybe there's something to do with the rings of the circus and his name?
What, the Ringling Brothers?
Uh-oh, you've cut out again.
Oh, no. Well, I was talking about P.T. Barnum.
I can't hear you again.
All right.
I can't hear you again, so maybe you'll have to type everything. Let's go to that plan. You type everything that you want to say. As you say it.
All right, sounds good.
But there's more than one kind of... There's more than one kind of sideshow. There is the single O, which is like you go into a room and there's just one thing in it, like a two-headed snake.
Yes, one ring.
Or maybe it's one ring.
Yes.
Well, are there rings in a sideshow?
No. But in a circus.
No, okay. So the one ring... Okay, right. And then there's, or another example of a singular would be like a geek show. Do you know what a geek is?
No, I don't think I do.
I'm going to assume you said no there.
I did.
A geek. So a geek. Right. A lot of people think a geek is something, somebody that apparently, so the geek is somebody who stands in the center of the ring. Wait, stood it right? Wait, no. Are you saying stuff?
No.
Oh, I see. Okay, right, perfect, right. So anyway, a geek show apparently. Well, I've heard that a geek was something that somebody that bit the heads off chickens. But apparently they actually had to chase the chickens, and then they'd catch them, and then they'd bite them.
Ew, I didn't know that.
So that's an example of a... Yeah, that's an example of a single O. Then there's, like, museum shows, which are more like Ripley's. Have you ever been to one of those Ripley's, Believe It or Not?
Right, yes, I have.
Was it, what was it like in there?
Not that special.
What was the best thing in there?
I can't remember.
Did you pay? Why did you go in?
I think.
Or are you keeping your answer short because you have to type them?
I think I was on a school trip.
You went on a school trip to Ripley's, Believe It or Not?
I think so. Part of another trip.
That seems verging on the inappropriate. Do they try to be a legitimate there?
Yeah, they do.
Like Guinness, like they're sort of like, are they associated, affiliated with the Guinness Book of World Records?
I don't think so. This is really slowing down the pace.
But they do
the
try
show.
To be legitimate. They don't present artificial.
Well,
they don't present artificial artifice.
It's both, I think. Believe it or not.
Oh, right, because that's what they've accounted for that. Right, they've accounted for that in the title.
Yes.
You have the option. To not believe. That's like, it could be like, you know, food or not. That could be your restaurant.
Yes.
You just cover your bases.
Right.
Didn't there used to be a, is there, now I wonder what the story of Ripley is. Didn't there used to be a big Ripley's, Believe It or Not, on like 14th Street?
Yes, there was. And a TV show.
When did that close?
I don't know. Is it still there?
Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me? Oh, yes, I am here.
Not you.
I see all the things you wrote. Oh, man.
This is good radio.
It's still there. Oh, right. That's interesting.
I think even...
Oh, right. Not me. The place on 14th Street. Oh, man, this sucks. Is this making... I'm glad you're laughing. I hope that makes making some sort of sense.
Oh, you can hear me laugh?
So then... But the time... Yeah, I could hear you laugh there, yeah. I can always hear you laugh. That's one thing.
It's delayed, I think.
But what we're talking about today is apparently called a 10-in-1.
What's that mean?
Which is where you walk through and there's usually free... And there's freaks and some to be magicians and daredevils and that type of a thing. And I think Houdini used to be in things like that.
Right.
Now, this is a real challenge. Can we do a show together without hearing each other at all?
I think we can.
This is the ultimate challenge.
I think you have to keep talking.
We're doing it.
Yeah. And you have to...
You just have to keep talking.
And ignore...
Right? And with select pauses.
Ignore what you hear from me.
Right.
And
I could even just take my headphones off and just pretend.
Yeah, you kind of could.
So then those types of shows would have something called a, who cares? Let's talk about bearded ladies.
Yeah, freaks. Freaks.
Look, women have hair, right?
Yes.
Why do we pretend? Why are we trying to pretend like they don't?
I don't know.
Because a lot of girls, if you just said, okay, no waxing, no plucking, no shaving. Girls don't shave, I think. They don't want to do that.
I think only if it's like really necessary. Thing. If it's really necessary.
If it's really necessary, they will.
Right. They pluck.
But there's a lot of girls that if they didn't shave or pluck or wax, that would probably have something of a goatee.
Yeah, definitely some hairs. Some whiskers.
Because you can see them on some people, but if they just let it go and they let it grow always there, I think most women, do you think, would have some whiskers?
I don't know most. But as they get older, you know?
As they mature, right. Yeah, as they mature.
Old ladies have whiskers.
But we've got... But we don't like to see that. We like women to shave. We ask them to shave. Is it us that's asking them, or is it them that's, or it's is it culturally we ask that they're asked to shave their armpits? You almost forget that girls have hair in their armpits, don't you?
Yeah, kinda. It's society, the norms,
and you forget that girls have to shave their legs, right? And girls have to shave their legs all the time.
Yes.
It's an ongoing battle between. Us, women especially, and hair, American women especially in hair, because in other countries, right, they don't have to do that quite so much.
Right.
Real geet.
I mean, right.
So why are we so self-conscious about hair?
I don't know. Cleanliness?
Is it something to do with, does it remind us of our evolution? Or does it have to do with our evolutionary past?
Maybe, yeah. It'll get away from...
Does it remind us too much of our... Right.
Our simian past?
It reminds us too much of our ancestry, yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's what it is. So, and people have kind of... At least in America, people have taken more and more to waxing and removing their hair.
Yes.
So with the ideal, see, but then on the other hand, people want no hair on their bodies, but they'll do anything to keep it on their heads.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And it's all appearance, right?
So I'm not sure where that works. I guess, right. We find it very attractive on the head.
What is beautiful? Hair on head.
Mm-hmm.
Not on legs.
I find it very beautiful on the head. Right. Are you going bald at all?
Not really.
Are you simplifying your...
Maybe thinning.
Not really? That's
maybe
not
thinning
a
little.
It's not a no. Do you see hair on? Do you like when you comb your hair? The hair comes out now.
Some, a little bit.
They say it comes from your mother's father. Is that right?
I think so. Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. So, does your mother's father have hair? Did he have hair?
I think he did.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if baldness is something that's, if there's more bald people now, or if there's, or if that's, a, if that's something that's becoming more common or less common as the population mixes. Is there an evolutionary advantage to having less hair on your head?
Well, let's take this call.
Oh, we have a call. Okay, yeah, this will be interesting.
WFMU, you're on the air. Okay.
Hey, man, I wanted to know why do people think back hair is gross?
Probably for the same reason they think leg hair and armpit hair is gross.
Like, I wax my back. Not that it's that hairy, but I don't want any hair on my back, but I have hair all over my chest.
Right, yeah. Chest hair is okay. Back hair is gross.
This is strange. I guess, I mean, yeah, who wants some hair on your back, I guess, right? I guess it just comes down to that.
What if, like, you have a really, really hairy back, and it's just too much to wax? Wouldn't you just sort of rock it, probably?
Like, braid it.
Yeah, or just go with it.
Put some, like, Jamaican beads in it.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, I mean, you can either take it all the way or just get rid of it. That's it. There's no middle ground.
It's true.
You can't, like, have, like, I don't know.
Well, I guess you could trim it. You could clipper it down.
Like it. Like a porcupine.
Right, you could dye it.
Ooh, have like a mohawk strip down your back,
right.
up your spine.
Rainbow back hair, rainbow mohawk down your back.
You know what? Maybe we're changing the whole thing right now.
I know. Maybe you just have to use it as an adornment. You know.
Well,
all
thank
right.
you for this enlightening
thank
conversation.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
See you later.
Did you hear any of that, Dave? Oh, I have to type it.
No, I didn't. I couldn't hear any of it, but I'm glad he called.
But you heard me ask you.
But I'm glad he called.
Yes.
I didn't hear. Yeah, I did kind of hear you ask me. I can kind of piece it together. It's like being in a. It's like being in underwater. It's like I'm underwater or something like that.
Good.
Do you want to actually try hanging up and calling? You want to try hanging up and calling me right back? Just
sure.
For fun.
Sure. Let's do it.
Let's do that.
All right. So, you all know the situation right now. You hear what's going on. You hear the struggles. I hung up on Dave.
How am I now?
You sound a little muffled. Can you hear me, though? I guess not.
A little mottled.
Muffled.
I wonder what would happen if I did that. Does this help at all?
I don't know. Can you hear
this
me?
This is terrible.
I see a spinning. I hung up on him again. This is the first... This is a Mexico show. This is what happens.
This is what happens, yeah.
Hey, you can hear me.
But it won't happen next week. Yeah, I can hear you. It is what happens, but we'll be able to fix it next week.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Just technical. It's kind of fun. Keeps me on my toes. Oh, there you are. Can you hear me?
It's a test.
It is a test.
I'm here, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound kind of crummy, but if we can hear each other... There, you sound better now.
Okay, good. Good. You know, one thing I do, I've cut my hair now. I've cut my own hair for about 18 years.
Right.
And for a long time, you know, I look at the, I've been looking at the, you look at the McCartneys in the 70s, and you see Linda and Paul's haircuts. And you wonder how they had such bizarre haircuts. And, you know, I figured out they were cutting each other's hair.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think so. Yeah, that's my theory. They were cutting each other's hair at that period. You can tell. You can tell that I cut my own hair. I can tell when people have been cutting their own hair. It's usually a little too long in the back.
You can tell when I cut my hair.
So what else do you have? I can tell when you cut your hair.
Can you tell? I think people can tell when I cut my hair. I usually cut my hair.
Yeah, you can play the piano when it's on fire. That makes sense.
Okay.
You can tickle your hair. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Would you get your ear pierced for the marathon?
I wouldn't want to, but I guess I could just take it out and undo it. I would rock a pierced ear for a couple weeks for the humor of it. Would you?
Mm.
That might be a good goal.
How much?
$2,000? $3,000. $3,000, and I'll pierce my ear. I don't know. Is that low? We could get $3,000.
For three, did you say 3,000?
$3,000?
I think it might take more for three. I think maybe for six.
Yeah, more. It should be more. What did I say for you to be the godfather of my son? 10?
I guess one thing is one thing is it's not permanent. I guess that's something.
True.
But it would be, I don't know, would it be painful? You might get infected.
It won't hurt for long. And it won't get infected. You just got to keep it clean.
Would you let me pierce your ear?
Ooh. No.
Do people actually really do? I guess people do pierce their own ears. That's something that really happened, or is that just in movies?
Yeah. Ice and needle.
Ice and a needle. That doesn't seem like a good idea.
And then alcohol.
So what else would you see maybe in a freak ride, and rubbing alcohol would be a good idea? What else would you see in a freak show, I guess? In a sideshow, that's a thing. That's a difference.
Pinheads?
That's a real freak. I mean, I guess what people referred to as freaks were people who were somehow... They had deformities and things like that.
Right. The pinheads, the tiny heads, microcephalic.
Are there any pinheads?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever seen a... That's a real thing?
Yeah, tiny head, microcephalic. It's the opposite
of... I've never heard of that before.
Right. Tiny head.
Or like maybe a... Right. A tiny head. And also like maybe a contortionist or something like that. Are you very flexible?
No.
Remember people used to say in like in school that they were double jointed?
Yes.
What does that mean, double jointed?
I don't think it means anything.
Double, it doesn't mean anything. Because what a joint, what's a joint?
I think it just means flexible.
It's like it's not a knuckle. Where's a joint in your body?
Elbow?
Your elbow. So hip. You would have, theoretically, two joints. You would have multiple joints in your hip. Right. Your elbow, hip, and shoulder. So you would have multiple joints in your hip, and somehow that would allow you to, like, make it move both ways. So double-jointed means nothing, we think.
I think it just means flexible. That's it.
Right. It's a euphemism. No, wait. That's not what a euphemism is.
Sword swallower. Sword.
Have you ever been in a... Right, a sword swallower, certainly, yeah. So how do you do that? You relax your throat muscle. You have to be very careful. How do you... See, the thing about being a sword swallower is, how do you practice being a sword swallower?
Start small. Right?
Right. And a knife thrower, that's another one, right?
Yes.
How do you practice? I guess you practice without the person standing there.
Yes.
But that would be a very big day when you are like, all right, I think I'm ready for you to stand there.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah, for I'm sure. Ready for you to stand there now. I guess, you know, could you throw... I guess you could start by not throwing... On the first day, you could not throw a knife or something like that. You could just throw, like, they probably have dummy or rubber knives or something like that.
Yes, a dummy.
Oh, right, yeah, you could use a dummy. You could use a rubber person and rubber knives.
Right.
Then there's, have you ever been, like, an escape artist, which I suppose is a bit like a, well, depending on what you're escaping from, could be more of a contortionist. Have you ever been in a straitjacket? Has anybody ever put you in a straitjacket? Have you tried one on?
No. I don't think so, no. Have you?
No. In fact, that's one of my... I'm very afraid of that.
Yeah, it's awful.
That seems like the kind of thing that would really... Yeah, it sounds like the kind... It's such a strange idea that would be somehow a good idea to restrain a person who's already clearly, like, in a huge panic... That you would restrain them with something like that.
Right.
That... ever get wrapped up in a blanket? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, like when...
like when rolled up in a
kid,
carpet?
Yes, rolled up in a carpet or wrapped up in a blanket. Same thing.
No, I don't think so, but that also sounds horrible.
Yeah, you're trapped.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. Are you claustrophobic?
Not really, but that is scary.
Yeah, I don't like it very much. I mean, I guess I can control myself, but if I let myself go a little bit, I can be very uncomfortable in a small place.
Right. We're getting good at this.
Yeah, we are getting the hang of this, strangely. I don't know. It's
everything's slower.
I really don't like it, but we are getting good at it, unfortunately.
Everything's definitely slower, but... But we're doing it.
Right. But that's the thing, though. Sometimes people complain that we talk too quickly or that we don't stop talking, so this is perfect. It's like the slow, relaxed show.
Right.
Maybe next week we should just make our theme something that's slow and naturally slow and relaxed.
Right. We're off next week.
In fact,
week.
Maybe we should go into Relaxation Radio. Oh, right. We're off next week. All right. Oh, yeah.
So, 2 weeks.
This is good. It's been a good challenge. Really, we should market this show as a gimmick. It's a bit of a gimmick.
Yes.
We've done this all intentionally, right? Right, we're off next week. Oh,
next
geez.
Week, Joe.
Yeah, can we go into Relaxation Radio?
Yes, we can.
Okay, let's go into Relaxation Radio. Right, and Doctor?
Yeah,
Doctor?
Doctor, next week, Doctor Game Show. A special 2-hour Dr. Game Show while we take off for President's Day. It's our President's Day unspectacular. Sorry for the drastic change from show music to relaxation radio music, but desperate times call for desperate measures. And here we
That's
are.
The least of our problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
I needed to get to relaxation radio fast. Now we don't have to worry about anything. No worries.
So I don't know. It's all right. One thing that's challenging. Let's reflect.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Let's reflect a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, if we ever do this again, which I don't recommend.
Right.
It's really hard to stay on. It's really hard to keep the topic going.
Yes. Ribbit.
I had all this funny stuff sort of ready to go, but it doesn't seem to really. It's very much like just talking to myself. It's a very bizarre feeling for me. Do you talk to yourself?
Yes, I do.
What kind of stuff do you tell yourself?
And my wife sort of told me recently. Because
you didn't notice you were doing it?
Well, I kind of knew.
It's funny in like TV and film, talking to yourself is often shorthand for a person who's losing it.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah, but I find it to be a very effective. Maybe I am losing it. I find it to be actually a pretty effective way of, sometimes there's so much, I have to talk things through sometimes. I can't keep that much information in my head and I have to talk it through.
Yeah, it's kind of useful. Agreed.
It keeps you on, if you're talking out, because your mind really wanders, doesn't it? It's hard to think about the same thing and stay on that, follow that thought process for multiple minutes. It's your mind gets so easily distracted.
Yes. I do it more when I'm busy.
Right.
Definitely.
But if you talk it out loud, like you can have a conversation with somebody. Well, not us. Not with you.
Right. Not right now.
Or me.
Uh-huh.
But some people have conversations with each other in which they stay focused on a topic or on a conversation. Well, you know, even though our conversation meanders, it's still the same conversation.
Yeah.
But talking it out loud, I think, keeps things on track, even if you're just talking to yourself. I hear the crickets.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How's the food been?
It's been that kind of a day for me, to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
How's
the food in Mexico?
It's better than you would it's as good as you would think and better than you would imagine or something like that.
Nice.
It's really good and everything's about half the price of New York City.
That's awesome.
It's just 50% off.
What's the exchange rate?
But I'm gonna.
Pesos?
It is 15 pesos to the dollar. Yeah, they call them Mexican dollars, but they're pesos. They just call them both.
Hmm.
So it's 15. So 150 pesos is like, 10 bucks.
I see.
But I'm still not good. I'm getting there with my quick. You know, you get your couple of rules of thumb for your translation, so you have a couple numbers where you can just, you know, you can make the exchange really quickly in your
head.
Right. It would be cool to be a good knife thrower. I think that would be a very impressive skill to have, something that would really wow people at a party.
Start practicing.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, right. That's all you need. All you need is knives.
Yeah.
And... Right. But then ultimately, you do need to convince a person that they should stand there while you do it.
Right. That's needed.
That's really what makes it impressive. Because no matter what you do, what you throw it at, what target you hit, it's the trust of somebody thinking that you're good enough to actually stand there and let you throw the knives. Because that's crazy. It's a crazy thing to do.
Yes.
It's so unnecessary.
Yeah. Nuts.
Because the downside is so huge and the upside is so small.
Right.
Death. So that's what the thing is the upside is, that makes it exciting. That's what makes it such a fun thing. I went to a Benihana recently.
Nice.
Strangely. And on like the first special trick, the chef lost the grip of like one of his forks and it flew across the table. Which is really undermines his entire performance. You can't enjoy the entire meal because you have to like be on guard the entire time. You don't trust the chef. It ruins the whole thing.
How was the food?
And he just keeps doing it the whole time. It was okay. Mediocre. What you'd expect. I hadn't been there in a really long time. And they'd remodeled it. This is the one in San Francisco. In San Francisco, it used to be really old. It didn't have a tiki feel, but it had a kind of a rundown kind of a... It was a very dark place. Restaurants used to be a lot darker. I don't know. Maybe they still are.
I've never been there.
Are restaurants getting lighter?
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe just Benihanas are getting lighter. Everywhere's getting brighter. I know, it's funny. I always live in dark places.
I had a dark Pizza Hut growing up.
Yeah, Pizza Hut could be a dark place.
It was so cozy and homey.
It was
cozy. Yeah. And hoimy.
Is it still there? Is it gone?
Gone.
Well, like Chuck E. Cheese's, too. They're all like... What? That's gone, yeah. And Chuck E. Cheese's, for instance, they used to all be a bit dark and seedy. And that they had the Fantasy Forest... Or the, was it called Fantasy Forest?
Ours was called Showbiz Pizza.
So you had Showbiz Pizza. That's the East Coast thing, yeah.
Then Chuck E.
Out in California, we had... Yeah. Oh, you guys, right. That was a bit of a Barnum & Bailey's act, wasn't it?
I guess.
So when you had Showbiz Pizza, did you have the mouse?
I can't remember.
Hmm.
I think it was a bear.
201-209-9368. Can you remember? You just said a bear?
I think it was a bear.
Are we tying it all together
It was like a country bear.
Was it Billy Bear?
Country Bear Jam.
Oh, man.
Only a couple more minutes left.
So why do the sideshows end? Because they're cruel?
Yeah. Cruel.
And also because of... Yeah.
Unions.
And also because of television, maybe? Think that the sideshow members unionized?
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, in Jersey, we had Funtime Pizza.
Oh, is that like Showbiz or Chuck E. Cheese?
It's probably more like Showbiz. And they had a mouse, and she was like a cheerleader chick. She was kind of hot in a weird way when you were a kid, I guess.
Kind of hot mouse. Great. Thank you.
And there was a bear that fronted the band, and he had like one big buck tooth.
Yeah, I think that was the same guitar. Guy. Yeah, I think that was the same guy at Showbiz.
All right, so Showbiz or Funtime, I guess. Yeah, by me it was called Funtime. But yeah, it was good times there. It was very dim lighting and very romantic.
Right. All right, thanks for your call. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi.
You want me to hold?
No, you're on the air right now.
Oh, I live near San Francisco. When you were in San Francisco, the Benihana, did you go to a place, was it in Japantown?
Dave, was it in Japantown?
Because there's something that's like Benihana there, but they have a sushi place nearby. It's FU Sushi. It's FUK Sushi. And there's celebrities that have, like Rob Schneider and other people have signed things outside that. I think they just think it's a laugh, so they go there.
Dave probably can't hear you right now.
Yes, it's still in Japantown?
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's in a little mall where the... It's like a Benihana's. I didn't know if the brand name was Benihana's of the place, but you can see them doing all that stuff with the food there.
All right. Thank you. I don't know how much you could hear, Dave, but he was asking about some other restaurant. Well, the show's almost over.
Wow.
A different kind of show.
I think we've done worse.
Probably.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've definitely done worse somehow. Anyway, it won't happen again. I'll figure out what the heck is going on here and try to make it work.
Yes.
If anybody has any tips, actually, email us at nightpeople@wfmu.org. What's funny is I've been Skyping people all week and it's been absolutely no problem. I wonder why. But it's often harder to Skype to WFMU. You need like a super duper connection.
Really? I wonder if it's because it's broadcasting reason.
I don't know what it is. Maybe because there's so much sound coming over. I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about it off the air.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Come up with some great tricks. Anyway, geez, glad that's over. Thank you for sticking with it. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, on the internet, WFMU.org, 91.9 in Rockland County. Dave Hill's up next.